I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. We want to continue our study in 1 Peter chapter 3 by looking at the remaining verses there. In verse 18 it says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Now, we've already looked at this, and one thing I would have you realize and know once again that Christ died once. He's not going to die anymore, and he did that to bring us to God. He is alive, according to verse 18, by the Holy Spirit. And in Acts chapter 2 and verse 32, it says, "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." And the Bible tells us that over 500 people saw him at one time, and we know that the apostles saw him. And you remember, as Thomas stood in that upper room, Jesus had appeared to the other apostles, and Thomas wasn't there. And he said, "Unless I touch him and feel him and see the nail prints in his hands, I'll not believe." But we know that later, Thomas did see Christ, and he said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus is alive. And verse 19 goes on to say in 1 Peter chapter 3, "By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison." Now we look at that also as some would say that he went into paradise and he preached. Well, I believe that's true. But as we look at this verse, I believe it's telling us something a little different here. Jesus has preached. He preached to the spirits, and he preached to everyone in this world. And who is everyone? Who are these people? Well, it's everyone, all in sin. All people are captive. And in Romans chapter 8 and verse 2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." And Romans 6:22 says, "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life." Jesus has preached by the Holy Spirit to all people held captive by sin. And we're going to read in just a few moments about Noah, how that he preached in the days of Noah. But first, let's look at Psalm 102 and verse 17 through 21. It says there, "He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem." Who are those who have been appointed unto death? Those are the people who were born after Adam, because it says, "For as in Adam all die." And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22, it says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." So we see that everyone in this world is born into sin. Everyone is born to die. Now, if you do not trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible speaks of the second death. When Adam sinned, he not only was given the death sentence physically, but he was also given a spiritual death sentence. And we go back and we read how that God prepared coats of skins for Adam and Eve, and I believe that the shedding of blood was seen there. And this was a representation of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ when he would shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. It's only by the shedding of blood that people are saved, and that is the shedding of blood of the Lord Jesus. Well, Adam and Eve had those coats made by God. God provided those skins, those coverings, and if you would, the robe of righteousness. He provided that for them. It was nothing that they could do to save themselves, but God provided that for them, and they accepted those skins, those coverings. You go back and read in Genesis, and you'll see that taking place there. But as God prepared that, they had to receive it as a gift. And that's the way a person is saved today, by the gift of God. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible goes on to say that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a gift. And as with any gift, we must receive it in order to have it. So a person today is saved by receiving the gift of Jesus Christ, that is eternal life. So who did Jesus preach to? He preached to everyone. And let's read on now and see what the Bible has to say about this. It says in verse 19, he preached to the prisoners, to the people in the spirits in prison. And verse 20, it says about these spirits, or these people, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Now, who did Jesus preach to, and who has he preached to? Well, we see by reading the Old Testament that he preached to the prisoners there. He preached by the Spirit, by his Spirit. He told people how to be saved. He used Noah. Noah preached. And I believe if we study that, we'll see that he preached for 120 years as the ark was preparing, as he was preparing the ark. He preached for 120 years, and he didn't preach reformation and do good and God will save you and all this, that the do-gooders today would have you believe that all people are going to heaven. Noah preached the gospel. He preached Jesus Christ, I believe. And as he preached, this was Jesus preaching through him. So we see that Jesus was preaching to the prisoners back then, those people who are held captive by sin, even in the Old Testament. And you see this all through the Word of God. And as we get up into the New Testament, we see that Jesus also preached in the flesh. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And the Bible says that those people there beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten Son of God. And as he preached in the flesh, the prisoners who were held prisoners, that is those people who are lost. They were lost. They were on their way to hell. But Jesus preached to them in the flesh. And today, the Bible tells us that he's preaching today. And how does he preach? He preaches through his word, through his spirit. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we see that Jesus not only preached in the spirit, in the Old Testament, and we consider that the Old Testament days, he preached through the prophets, through his word then. He preached in the flesh, as we read, as he walked this earth. And then he was crucified. He died. He was buried, and he resurrected. And he preached then in the flesh before he went back to heaven. And we see today that as he is alive, he's preaching today to the spirits held captive. That's mankind. He's preaching today through his word. And that's the reason I encourage you to have your Bible open as we study the word of God, because it's the word of God that gives life. It's through Jesus Christ. And that's how we find Jesus Christ, is through his word. Now notice verse 21, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. If you go back and read the last part of that verse there, it says in verse 20, it says that is eight souls were saved by water. And if you read verse 21, the first part of that, it appears that people are saved by baptism. Well, what those people who believe this fail to do, they fail to read the rest of that verse in verse 21. The first part of that verse once again says, the like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. The rest of that verse says, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. People read into things that are really not there, and then they also omit things that are there. The Bible is not teaching there that eight souls were saved by water baptism or by baptism or by the water. What it's saying there is that the verse in verse 21 goes ahead and tells us it's not the putting away the filth of the flesh, that is sin, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible is teaching us that we are saved through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and baptism does not save. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, it says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Baptism doesn't save. It shows our obedience to the preaching of Christ concerning His resurrection. We are to be in submission. We are to be in obedience to the Lord's command to get baptized, but not for salvation. There is only one way that a person is saved, and that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 22 talks about the resurrection. You know, we've read in verse 21, it talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And verse 22 of 1 Peter chapter 3 continues by saying, who is going into heaven? This is Jesus, and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him. Jesus has all authority, according to verse 22. Jesus is in heaven with God the Father, and He has all power over everyone and everything. The days that we live in certainly look bad, and from all anticipation, things are going to get worse. But I got news for you. I'm not concerned about that, because Jesus is in control. The Lord has control of everything. And the Christian today has nothing to worry about. You say, well, I'm worried about money. Well, you need to quit that. We're going to look into some of those things as we get into chapter 4 of 1 Peter. We should not be concerned, because Jesus has overcome the world. He is all-powerful. He is the one who is in charge today. We're not in charge. He is. The Bible says that we are ambassadors for Him, but we're not the ones in charge. We're to carry out His plan. And that plan is to see people saved, to preach to those people who are in prison. Give them the plan of salvation. They're in prison to sin. Give them the plan of salvation. Now, as we prepare to go into chapter 4, chapter 3, the end of chapter 3 actually leads us in to chapter 4. And it talks about the sufferings of Christ and how we are to live our lives as the people of God, because of Christ's suffering. And let me say this, if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you need to do that today. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Jesus says, I'm preaching to you today through the Word, through my Word, that you would receive the free gift that I offer. And if you would pray a prayer such as, Lord, forgive me for my sin. I know I can't save myself. I want to go to heaven. Lord, help me. Take my sin. Lord, I trust you to go to heaven. Save me today. If you'll pray a prayer like that, the Lord in His Word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I pray that you will do that even right now.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That address, once again, is Dr. Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. You may also visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. Until the next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.